Hare Krishna. First of all, I want to welcome all the participants to this seminar, and we are very happy today to have a very distinguished guest and a very good friend of ours, Mr. Mohan Jadhav, actually Dr. Mohan Jadhav. Dr. Mohan Jadhav is the MLA of our constituency here in Ujjain, and as I mentioned, our relationship is quite different. He is more of a friend than an MLA to us. Because when I came to Ujjain, then Dr. Mohan Jadhav was the chairman of the Ujjain Development Authority. And he helped us in many, many ways. He actually had gone out of his way to help us establish our establishment of ISKCON here. And since then, he had always been very, very helpful. And I always consider that although Sushri Uma Bharati, the Chief Minister of Madhya Pradesh at the time, invited us to come here, but Dr. Mohan Jadhav played a very, very significant role to keep us here. At one point, we were thinking of packing up and leave, but Mohanji insisted that we must stay here. And anyway, so we stayed, and that's why we're here. And so actually he had been newly elected as the MLA here. Prior to that, he was the chairman of Madhya Pradesh Tourism Development. And this is the first time I'm actually meeting him after he became the chairman. Became the MLA. When I got the news that he won the election and became the chairman, became the MLA, I was in Switzerland at that time. So I phoned him to congratulate him. And today I had the opportunity to personally congratulate him. Actually, personalities like Dr. Mohan Jadhav is a leader of the society. And in today's world, in democratic world, the ministers and the members of Legislative Assembly and Member of Parliament, they actually lead the country. And when they promote the spiritual activities, which is the heritage of India, then the nation sees prosperity. Dr. Mohan Jadhav had always been very helpful. Also, he is from the Bharatiya Janata Party, which is known for Hindutva. They are trying to keep India as a Hindu nation, and Hindu means the nation that practices Vedic culture. It is the Vedic culture that actually is the foundation of Hindutva. And Vedic culture is the actual culture for human beings. The human civilization is based on Vedic spiritual culture. It also accepts the materialistic aspect. It's a wonderful combination of materialistic way of life and spiritual way of life. And India is the only country that can show this actual path of prosperity to this world. Today, unfortunately, the whole world is imitating the West. But as you all know, the West is actually a gross materialistic civilization. They don't know anything beyond matter. And material prosperity, they have achieved a lot. But we can see that in spite of all their material prosperity, people didn't become happy. People have many amenities and a very comfortable life with cars, aeroplanes, computers, TVs. Medical science also made a lot of advancement, and as a result of that, people are actually eradicating all kinds of diseases. Their life has been extended, but as a result of that, their suffering has been extended. They have extended their duration of life simply for the sake of suffering. Now, Vedic culture actually gives us the way to actual prosperity and happiness. So we are very thankful to Dr. Mohan Jadhav for helping us in our purpose with all his support and good wishes and influence. Thank you very much. So now I request Dr. Mohan Jadhav to say something. He will speak in Hindi and Radhapad will translate it into English. It's all right. You can come here. Come sit on the stage. Yeah. Okay. Mohanji. Okay. Oh. Chalu hai bolke awaaz nahi ho raha hai. Yeah, it's on. Hare Krishna.
आप सबका हर करके गुरुजी का मैं बहुत-बहुत आभार व्यक्त करना चाहता हूँ. आप सबको भी मोटी मोटी प्रणाम. आप हम और आप सबका सौभाग्य है दुनिया की सात पवित्र नगरियों से आप ऐसी पवित्र नगरी उज्जैन में एक ऐसे सत्संग और ऐसे आनंद के अवसर में पूजनीय गुरु जी का आशीर्वाद प्राप्त कर रहे हैं.
It's a great blessing for all of you that all this provision sufficient in this very short city of Ujjain. You have received a benediction of Krishna Master.
खास करके इस कारण से भी कि यह उज्जैन अलग अलग कारणों से जानी जाती है। एक काल गणना की नगरी उज्जैन जन्म से लेकर मृत्यु तक का सबका एक नियत समय है, इसलिए महाकाल की नगरी कहलाती है। दूसरा भगवान श्री कृष्ण की शिक्षा स्थली भी है और उनकी ससुराल भी है, उनकी पांच कटरानी मित्र वृंदा उज्जैन की है। तो आप एक नाते से उज्जैन से एक विशेष रिश्ता जोड़ रहे हैं। हमारे प्रभुपाद और स्वामी जी जिसकी गुणगान करते, जिनकी महिमा गाते हैं, हम सब उनको इस धरती पर आज से 5000 साल पहले इसी प्रकार से बैठे हुए देख सकते थे अगर हम होते। और उज्जैन में आपका आना ये जानकारी नहीं मिल पाती। उसी प्रकार से अगर भगवान श्री कृष्ण कंस को मारने के बाद अगर उज्जैन नहीं आते, हो सकता है श्रीमद् भागवत या गीता जी हम जिनकी बात करते हैं, भगवान कृष्ण का शिक्षित होने के बाद का शोधन कला चौदह विद्या वाला जो रूप उनका दिखता, शायद हम उनसे वंचित रह पाए, इसलिए भी उज्जैन का महत्व ज्यादा है।
Now, had he not have come here and mastered those 64 arts, then probably we would have been deprived of Bhagavad Gita and Srimad.
आप सबका स्वागत करना चाहूँगा दो कारण से। एक तो अगर आपको समय मिले, क्योंकि समय की सीमितता है, समय कम है, लेकिन फिर भी हमने कुछ काम किया है भगवान श्री कृष्ण के जीवन के ऊपर। वो जब यहाँ उज्जैन में आए तो उज्जैन के साथ आसपास में कौन कौन सी जगह से वो गए और उन्होंने कौन सा बड़ा काम उनके हाथों से हुआ, उस स्थान को आइडेंटिफाई किया, उसको पहचाना और उसको तीर्थ स्वरूप में विकसित करने का प्रयास किया। ऐसे भगवान राम 17 लाख साल पहले आए, हमने उनके दिशा में भी काम किया है, लेकिन अभी चूंकि हम उज्जैन और उज्जैन के आसपास की बात कर रहे हैं, इसलिए भगवान श्री कृष्ण की उन लीलाओं में से कौन कौन से स्थान महत्व के हैं। ऐसे भगवान श्री कृष्ण पर गमन मार्ग कमेटी हमने बनाई थी और उसके आधार पर हम उन स्थानों को पहचान करके उनको तीर्थ स्वरूप में विकसित कर रहे हैं।
जाएंगे सब दर्शन करने के लिए।
जैसे मैं कुछ आपको बताना चाहूँगा, भगवान कृष्ण के जहाँ शिक्षा ग्रहण की वो सांदीपनि आश्रम जो उज्जैन में ही है, वहाँ हमने लगभग 40 लाख की लागत से डेवलपमेंट के काम प्रारंभ किए हैं। वो गोमती कुंड जो भगवान ने गुरु जी की स्नान के लिए स्वयं ने रखा था, उसमें भी हमने काम प्रारंभ किया है। दूसरा, भगवान ने सुदामा के साथ जो रात गुजारी, नारायण नामक स्थान है, वहाँ पर भी भगवान के हाथों से लगे वृक्ष और वो स्थान वहाँ सुरक्षित है, उस पर भी हमने काम किया है। एक उसका वर्तमान की दृष्टि से, आधुनिक ज्ञान की दृष्टि से एक महत्व ये भी है कि भगवान खाली नगरिया काट के नहीं गए, ये हमने थोड़ा सा भगवान को छोटा कर दिया है समझने के लिए। असली में भगवान समय गणना का केंद्र, जो सेंटर पॉइंट वर्तमान में ग्रीनविच है, उस स्थान की खोज करने गए। आपने ध्यान दिया होगा मैं थोड़ा ज्यादा तो नहीं बोल रहा
हूँ. नहीं नहीं नहीं, आप प्लीज बोलते रहे.
थोड़ा ऐसा लगा कि
नहीं 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 प्लीज.
तो उस घटना के विरोध में जब वो 10-11 साल तक उनका आश्रम उज्जैन में चलता इंतजार करते, लेकिन जब कृष्ण सुदामा की भेंट आई तब उनको विश्वास हो गया कि ये मेरे लिए कुछ ऐसे सही से काम कर सकते। तब भी आचार्य ने मुझसे नहीं निकला था, लेकिन गुरु माता ने जरूर अपनी बात पीड़ा बताई थी कि तुम्हारे जैसा एक भाई था 10-11 साल पहले, और वो पता नहीं क्या बन गया होगा, वो डकैत हो गया या पता नहीं आतंकवादी बन गया, तो हमारी इच्छा है तो उसको तुम वापस ला दो, यही दुर्दक्षिणा होगी। तो कृष्ण भगवान ने कहा था कि मैं फरसाबाद में जाऊँगा, पहले अपने गुरु भाई को लेकर आऊँगा। तो उन्होंने कहा मेरे को जाना पड़ेगा तो लड़ने के लिए कोई हथियार चाहिए, हथियार कुछ नहीं है। तो आचार्य ने कहा कि खाली बनने के मेरे आश्रम में तो हथियार नहीं है, लेकिन परशुराम जी या जाना पाओ पे है इंदौर के पास, वो उनको उच्च देते हैं, उनका साथ लड़े झड़े काम वो सब परशुराम जी कर रहे, उनके लिए नई बात नहीं है। तब ये जब वहाँ गए थे तो परशुराम जी ने उनको सुदर्शन चक्र दिया, और उस सुदर्शन चक्र को ग्रहण करने की बड़ी अच्छी छोटी सी बात है कि जब सुदर्शन चक्र लेने की बात आई तो उन्होंने कहा उठा लो इनको, ये मदद करेगा। तो बलराम बड़े थे, कृष्ण ने कहा आप हिला उठाओ, तो बलराम उसको उठाने लगे तो बलराम से तो हिला भी नहीं, क्योंकि वो पहलवान थे, ये योग विद्या की जानकारी। कृष्ण से कहा कि ये कृष्ण कर सकते, ये योग विद्या में माहिर है, तो योग के बलबूते पर चीटी उंगली पर धारण किया था, तो सबसे वो चीटी उंगली पर उनका माना जाता है। तो ये घटना भी अपने इंदौर की जाना पाओ नाम पहाड़ी की जहाँ सुदर्शन चक्र दिया है उसको भी हम फीस के रूप में विकसित कर। एक स्थान और है घाटे पास अंधेरा, रुक्मणी हरण के टाइम पे रुक्मणी से जब युद्ध हुआ था तो वो रथ के पहिए आज भी बने हुए दिखते हैं घाटे पास, उस स्थान को भी तीर्थ रूप में बनाने वाला। ये मैंने मध्यप्रदेश के अंदर की बातें कही है, गुरु जी सुनेंगे तो पूरे देश में जाकर भगवान कृष्ण गए सबको तीर्थ बनाने के समय बन रहे
जा करके
बाकी कहानी हमको मालूम है। भगवान गए और उसको यम नाम का आतंकवादी था, वो ऊपर वाले यमराज भी कई बार गलत कहने में हम लोग आपको निकाल लेते हैं स्वर्ग में गए थे। लोग यम से उसको लड़ करके लेके आए, भगवान ने उनको सुपुर्द किया। और दूसरा बड़ा काम यह हुआ कि भगवान कृष्ण जब गुजरात के पास प्रभात पाटन नामक स्थान से उसको लेकर के आए, तो उसको मारने के बाद उनको पांचजन्य नामक संघ भी वहीं भेंट किया गया था उस पराक्रम के बल होने पर। तो भगवान ने इनके अपने गुरु भाई को गुरु माता को दिया है और जब ये मंदिर गए तब इनके पास दोनों के जीवन भर नाम रहे, एक सुदर्शन चंद्र और एक पांचजन्य नाम का संघ भगवान के पास उसकी स्मृति में रहा। और तीसरी महत्व की बात यह है कि जब जरासंध के आक्रमण बार बार होते रहे तो वो गुजरात का इलाका इनको पसंद आ गया था, तो बाद में द्वारका बनाने का काम भगवान कृष्ण ने इसी कारण से किया क्योंकि वो एक बार वहां जाके देख चुके थे। जब उनके बार बार आक्रमण हुए तो वो अंत में जब उनको मथुरा छोड़ करके रणछोड़ खिलाना पड़ा तब वो स्थान पर गए थे और वहाँ उनका अपना स्थान बनाया। इसे मैंने शायद बता दिया ताकि अपना आज का अवसर तो नहीं था, लेकिन सुनिए परमतर कृष्ण भक्त हैं, उनको जानना समझना चाहते हैं तो मुझे लगा कि सामयिक होगा ये बताना, इसलिए मैंने बताया।
Hare Krishna. वो तो 7 दिन चले, अभी 1 बजे तक Hare Krishna, did you get this book, the summer seminar on Uddhava Gita? So, Bimal Krishna Das, the co-president of Ujjain Radha Madan Mohan Temple, has written the introduction. So, I request Bimal Krishna to read it.
Which has otherwise been lost today.
Next, I'll request Ganganarayan to come and he wrote the next piece, giving the basic understanding of Uddhava Gita.
In the first day, Krishna tells
as a Supreme Synodic Authority has been created and inevitably established. Then Krishna Chaturvedi Raja in English, who is other section of the individuals, were ready to participate and be fair of the spiritual mercy of the Lord. Before we begin this first time, from God, from Krishna, describing himself about the essence of the most confidential knowledge. This element is actually a display of Krishna's consciousness upon the living field. Absolute intermediate knowledge is always one of the most intimate aspects of Krishna. However, it is to be known that Krishna is meaning knowledge of the result of Krishna is meaning knowledge. To impart this knowledge to our just and to our end, he gave Bhagavad-gita to his work. Bhagavad-gita means from the seventh chapter of the 11th canto and goes on in this 29th chapter. In this 23rd chapter, Krishna started love for different aspects, like King Jagannath encountering Lord Vasudeva, who spoke to him about the 24 different gunas. Then he spoke about the nature of spiritual activity, the symptoms of the conditions and the emergency relationship, about pure emotional studies during the meditation and prayer. Guru Maharaj, who is sick for 6 days, from 26 to 31st of December, and in his visit from the way to the next most profound topic, Easter year, the unique ability of a qualified teacher to simplify the most difficult subject and make it understandable even for the learner. This is the qualification of an ideal teacher. For example, I have seen how some devotees use the fine example of Samhita to very difficult to understand. This used to refer to his only extensive shortcut for some special reason. However, after attending Guru Maharaj's seminar in Brahma Samhita, the point to be absolutely clear in his relation. As Srila Prabhupada has not given power to the inner center of Srila Bhagavad, not only devotees are inspired to read Guru Maharaj's seminar, it encourages the devotees to study. This power of Srila Bhagavad is so important that Krishna is describing his message to the life of his only essential life, spoiling Gita and Abhinandan. The Abhinandan Bhagavan is currently about to begin, and therefore, the seminar is especially geared to the devotees of Vijayan. It is our great good fortune that we are getting opportunity to hear from Guru Maharaj about this subject in the holy land of Vijayan. I thank Guru Maharaj for giving us the opportunity to serve only one of the devotees who take the different parts of the world to return us to earth.
Thank you, Ganganayan. Hare Krishna. So, the Uddhava Gita is the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. in first 10 cantos, the 10 aspects of Mahapurana has been described. Those 10 aspects of Mahapurana is Atra Sarga Visargasya Sthana Poshanam Utayo Manvantara Ishanu Katha Nirodha Muktir Ashraya. It begins with creation. Different Puranas describe different aspects of these 10 symptoms of Mahapurana. For example, some of the Purans describe 5 aspects, some 6. But Srimad Bhagavatam describes all the way up to Ashrayaha, which Srila Prabhupada described as Samam Bonam, the ultimate understanding of Krishna as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This aspect of Krishna is Krishna in Vrindavan, who is the cause of all causes. Ishvaraha Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govindaha Sarvakarana Karanam. Sarvakarana Karanam. He is the cause of all causes. He is also the cause of the incarnations. Krishna is not an incarnation. Krishna is the Swayam Bhagavan. Ete Chansha Kalapumsha Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. At the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam, various incarnations of the Lord has been described. There are 6 in categories. Although his incarnations are innumerable, but there are 6 categories, and 22 incarnations have been described at the beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. And then it has said, it has been mentioned, Ete Chamsha Kalapumsha. All these incarnations are amsas, and kala are amsas, parts, or parts of the part, or part of the part of the part. But Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam. This Krishna is the original Supreme Personality of Godhead. This original Supreme Personality of Godhead is the source of all incarnations. He is not an incarnation himself. Incarnations are his parts and parts of parts, amsa and kala. Although Krishna said that sambhavami yuge yuge, I manifest myself in every yuga, not only as one incarnation, as many, many incarnations. But Krishna does not appear in every yuga. That original Supreme Personality of Godhead comes once in a day of Brahma. What is the longevity, what is the length of Brahma's day? Sahasra Yuga Parchantam. 1,000 Chatur Yugas or Digva Yugas. Satra, Treta, Dapar and Kali combined together make one Digva Yuga, and 1,000 such Digva Yugas make a day of Brahma. And Krishna, the original Supreme Personality of Godhead, comes once in a day of Brahma. That also has been described very clearly. In a day of Brahma, there are 14 Manus, starting from Sayambhuva Manu. The 7th Manu is Vaivashyata Manu. And during the reign of this Vaivashyata Manu, whose length of reign is 71 Chatur Yugas, 1000 divided by 14 is approximately 71. So out of these 71 Chaturyugas of the day of the reign of Manu, Vaivasvata Manu, on the 28th Chaturyuga, in Dwapar Yuga, towards the end of Dwapar Yuga, Krishna, the Swayam Bhagavan, descends. So he doesn't come every yuga. He comes once in a day of Brahma, specifically described when actually. And this is the Vaivashata Manvantar. The Vivashan is the sun god, and his son is Vaivashata Manu. Imam Vivashate Yogam Ruktavan Aham Abhayam Vivashvan Manaviplaho Manu Rikshakuve Avrapit Evam Paramparam Plaptam Imam Rajarshari. So, sun god is Vivashan, his son is Vaivashata Manu, his son is Ikshaku, in which dynasty Lord Ramchandra appeared, Manu Rikshaku Vyabravit. So, this original Supreme Personality of Godhead is not from Vaikuntha. This original Supreme Personality of Godhead, Swayam Bhagavan, is from Braj, Vrindavan. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very wonderfully established that point. Aradhya Bhagavan Brajeshwatanai. The Supreme Worshipable Lord is the son of Nanda Maharaj, Brajeshwatanai. He is not the son of Devaki and Vasudeva. He is not Vasudeva Krishna. He is Nanda Nandan Krishna. And this Nanda Nandan Krishna, Jiva Goswami emphatically pointed out, that Vrindavanam Paritrajya Kutra Kadapi Na Vachyati. He never leaves Vrindavan. He doesn't even take a step out of Vrindavan. Anyway, that is of course another aspect. But the main point is that this Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna is the son of Nanda Maharaj, whose abode is Vrindavan. So Ashrayaha is the samam bonam, or you can say the shelter of everything, the shelter of even the incarnations, is the Supreme Personality of Godhead in Vrindavan. Bhagavatam is describing in first 39 chapters, the 10th canto, 39 chapters describes Krishna of Vrindavan. So that is the samam bonam. That is the ultimate understanding, and that is revealed only in Srimad Bhagavatam. There are these descriptions in Harivamsa, in Padma Puran, Krishna's Braja Leela has been described, but Bhagavatam specifically establishes the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who resides in Vrindavan and who reveals his Braja Leela once in a day of Brahma. So in this way, in first ten cantos, it comes all the way up to Krishna's Braja Leela. And then the 11th canto, Krishna is giving the essence of Srimad Bhagavatam through this Uddhav Gita. Krishna told Uddhav that he would be withdrawing his pastimes. He has been requested by Brahma and Lord Shiva and other principal demigods to go back to the spiritual sky. The mission has been accomplished. He came to establish dharma. Now dharma has been established. The demons have been annihilated. But now he is going to go. At that time, he actually also mentioned that Kali Yuga is about to begin and the sinful activities will prevail. The whole situation of this world will become extremely difficult. People will become extremely sinful. At that time, Uddhava actually wanted to go with Krishna back to the spiritual sky. But Krishna advised him, no, don't do that. You stay, but stay becoming fully detached. So in this way, Krishna is actually teaching us through Uddhava how to deal with this age of Kali. And the secret is detachment. The situation is so sinful that if we get entangled, there won't be any end to our miserable condition. Therefore, remain detached. And in this way, Krishna advised Uddhava step by step into this process. It begins with Uddhava Gita. Actually begins with an anecdote describing an encounter of Yadu. Yadu is the forefather of Krishna, King Yadu. Yadu, this line actually comes like Jajati. Jajati, King Jajati had five sons, three from Sharmishtha and two from Devjani. Of them, the eldest one was Yadu. Yadu, Turvasu, Druhu, Anu and Puru. Bhagavatam describes that all the royal families of this world are actually coming from these five families. Krishna appeared in Yadu dynasty, the dynasty that comes from Somdev, the moon god. There are two Kshatriya lines. One is from Suryadev, like Ramchandra appeared in Surya Vamsa, and Krishna appeared in Chandra Vamsa. This line is coming from Chandradev, Somdev. And Yadu was a very pious person. And one day, Yadu encountered an Abadhuta. Abadhuta is a person who doesn't have any external consciousness. He is completely absorbed in his spiritual meditation. He is completely situated in his spiritual consciousness. Therefore, he doesn't have any external consciousness. Therefore, their activities are quite unpredictable. They apparently appear to be like a madman. Like this morning we are discussing about Sukadev Goswami. When Sukadev Goswami arrived on the bank of the Ganges where Parikshit Maharaj was preparing to leave his body, he appeared to be like a madman. So much so that the young children were teasing him and the women were laughing at him. But the sages, the exalted personalities who assembled there on the bank of the Ganges on the occasion of Parikshit Maharaj's departure from this planet, he they all stood up immediately. They didn't see Sukadeva Goswami before. Just a 16-year-old boy. And they actually wondered, who is this? Who appears to be extremely exalted, but we never seen him before. Maybe this is Sukadeva about whom we heard, but never seen him. Vasudev also was present in that assembly, and Vasudev confirmed, yes, this is Sukadeva. And as you know, Sukadeva Goswami narrated the instructions to Parikshit Maharaj, and that constitutes Srimad Bhagavatam. So these are the the symptoms of an Abhidhuta. Sukadeva Goswami. Another Abhidhuta is Rishabhdev. His activities were completely unpredictable. When he left his kingdom, he was the ruler of the entire earth planet. This is another thing. In the early days, is the Indian rulers who is to rule over the entire world. Not only the land part of the world, they used to rule over the ocean as well. Sa Sagara. Along with the ocean, they used to rule. Even the ocean part also was under their sovereign domain. So Rishabhdev left his kingdom. As you know, he made his eldest son, Bharat Maharaj, as the successor to the throne, and he left home, and his activities were completely unpredictable. He looked like a madman. But thousands of people were following him, because they could understand that he was an extremely exalted personality. Nityananda Prabhu also has been identified as an Abhidhuta. Nityananda Abhidhut. So another name of Abhidhuta is Paramahamsa. Paramahamsa means a personality who is not in the material platform anymore. He is situated in the spiritual, complete spiritual platform. Sattam Vishuddham Vosudeva Sabditam. This Shuddha Satya, material nature also has three modes: ignorance, passion, goodness. Material nature also has goodness, but material goodness is not Shuddha Satya. Material goodness is Nishra Satya. This mode of goodness is tinged with passion and ignorance. The pure goodness is in the spiritual sky. The spiritual sky is Vishuddha Sattva. And in that Vishuddha Sattva, the Supreme Personality of Godhead resides, and so does his devotees. And their activities are very, very unique. From the material perspective, we cannot actually analyze or figure out their activities. They're completely different. Meaning, they don't have any attachment to this material nature. So, King Jadu saw this. Hare Krishna. King Jadu saw this Avadhuta. Okay, maybe at the outset I can mention, who is this Abhidhuta? Srila Sridhar Swami described that this Abhidhuta is actually Dattatreya, the incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Sridhar Swami made that point. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur also accepted it, and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur also accepted it. There are reasons how Sridhar Swami is establishing that this personality is actually Dattatreya. As you know, Dattatreya is a very exalted incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. There are some very wonderful points that Jadu made in this context. Okay, before that, before we go into that, there are certain questions by Uddhava to Krishna. I think it will be relevant to discuss about them now. He is saying that, "My dear Lord, you alone award the results of yoga practice, and you are so kind that by your own influence you distribute the perfection of yoga to your devotees." Nowadays generally people think that yoga means physical gymnastics. But the word yoga literally means to be linked with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yoga, any process that links us to the Supreme Personality of Godhead is the yoga. And there are various types of yoga, like Ashtanga yoga, Karma yoga, Jnana yoga. There are different types of yoga. But when this yoga is devoid of any other intention other than serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is called pure devotional service or bhakti yoga. Bhakti yoga is bhakti. Without bhakti there cannot be, without love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead there cannot be yoga, there cannot be any yoga. But when this is jnana karmad anabhritam, when this yoga, the intention and objective of the yoga is nothing but serving the Supreme Personality of Godhead, that is called bhakti. And time, we'll see that time and time again Krishna is establishing that point. And for us it's very reassuring. For us it's very reassuring that we have found the ultimate path. So what Srila Prabhupada gave is pure devotional service, which is the highest spiritual activity. Other yogas are different rungs of the ladder. Prabhupada defined it in this way. Yoga is the ladder. And different processes are different rungs, different steps of that ladder. And climbing the ladder, when we come, where do we come? Climbing the ladder, where we come is the platform of pure devotional service. Yes, there is. They are helpful. Ashtanga yoga, Karma yoga, Jnana yoga, Sankhya yoga. They all are helpful to climb on top of the building. And that top part, the roof, is the platform of pure devotional service. So, here Uddhava is saying that you actually are the knower of the yoga. You alone award the results of yoga practice. And it is by your mercy one achieves the perfection of yoga, which is pure devotional service. That is prema bhakti. Bhakti also has two different stages. Sadhana bhakti, devotional service in practice, and prema bhakti, loving devotion to the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Uddhava is making another very, very important point. He is saying that those whose minds are attached to sense gratification, who are attached to sense gratification and bereft of devotion unto you, they can never achieve the perfection of yoga. So the qualification to achieve this perfection of yoga is attachment to Krishna, love for Krishna, and as a result of that, becoming free from all desire for sense gratification. Those who are attached to sense gratification, they cannot make progress in spiritual life. And at the same time, to give up material attachments, give up the tendency to enjoy the material nature, is very difficult. But by the mercy of the Lord, it is possible. This point also has been very nicely clarified. What do we actually want with all our activities and endeavors? We want joy, anandam. Anything that we do, whatever we do, is simply to enjoy or experience joy. People are working so hard to earn money. Why? Because they think that by doing that, they'll enjoy. People are trying so hard to acquire all kinds of possessions. People struggle so much to win the favor of a beautiful woman. Why? All these endeavors are simply for the sake of enjoyment. They simply want to enjoy. But the point is, in the material nature, there is no enjoyment. Just as running after a mirage, one can never quench his thirst, running after these materialistic endeavors, one can never feel the total satisfaction. Because the real thing is not there. The substance that is the source of joy is not there. Just like the substance to quench our thirst, water, is not there in the mirage. So no matter how much we run after the mirage, we'll never be able to quench our thirst. But then it is by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead we get proper information. Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Bij. One gets the Guru by the mercy of Krishna, and by the mercy of the Guru one gets the seed of devotional service. Bhakti Lata Bij. And when one gets that, like when somebody comes and gives him a glass of water, then his thirst is immediately quenched. And that person reminds him that running after the mirage, you'll never get any enjoyment. You'll never be able to quench your thirst. Water is not there in the mirage, but water is there in the oasis. So come with me, I will show you the way. And that is what the spiritual master shows. And Uddhava is pointing out that it's by the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead that one comes across such a personality who has the information where real joy is. The real joy is in developing a loving relationship with Krishna. Okay, this point also has been very wonderfully explained. Like, why through loving exchange with Krishna that we can enjoy? The answer to that is, the foundation of joy is love. Everybody wants to experience joy through loving exchange. But in this material nature, that loving exchange doesn't take place. And even if it does take place, it doesn't last forever. Like, you know, all the great love stories ended in a tragedy. They may have been enjoying for the time being, but then when they lose each other, or one person loses the other, then what happens? He's plunged into misery. One may be, there may be a loving relationship. But when the other person dies, then what happens? Not only the enjoyment comes to an end, but one is plunged into an eternal suffering. Whereas the loving relationship, loving exchange with Krishna will never go in vain. To begin with, it's a loving exchange. And Krishna already loves us. It is not that Krishna will love us if we love Him. Krishna already loves us. We have to simply reciprocate that love, recognize that love. In this respect, we can consider a very simple analogy. For example, a young boy is deeply in love with a beautiful young girl. It's a common story. And although he loves her, but she doesn't respond. He loves her, but she doesn't respond, and as a result of that, that love is unfulfilled. It's not a loving exchange. There is one party loves, the other party does not. So our situation is something like that. Krishna loves us, but we don't love Him. We are totally unconcerned about Him. Is it difficult to figure out how much Krishna loves us? Look, all the food that you have eaten, who supplies? Krishna. All the water that you drank, who supplied it? Krishna. Why? Why Krishna is going out of His way to make all these arrangements for us when we are totally unconcerned about Him? What will be the answer? Because He loves us. Who supplies all the oxygen that we are breathing? Why? Because He loves us. So can we have any doubt that Krishna doesn't love us? Krishna already loves us. But we are like that unconcerned, beautiful young girl who does not respond to His love. But then one day, that young boy receives a note from that young girl saying, "I love you so much." Then how does he feel? He'll be in his seventh heaven. Now our situation is like that. Krishna loves us, but we don't love Him. But one day when we say, Krishna, I also love you, now I realize how much you love me and I love you, Krishna, then what will happen? Krishna will start dancing in ecstasy. So that's what happens. There is a saying that Krishna doesn't lack anything. The only thing that Krishna lacks is love. And that's why he is so eager to develop this loving relationship with us. So, now when Krishna loves us, then we begin to see how Krishna is actually reciprocating. Then we begin to see Krishna is supplying all the food. Oh, this food is so delicious. Krishna varodayamai kodibare jivajahe saprasad anna dilobhai. It is. Appreciation of Krishna's love for us. And we begin to see that. How Krishna is providing us with everything and how Krishna is taking care of us in all respects. So that is the reason when one develops devotion to Krishna or develops his loving relationship with Krishna, then he naturally begins to experience that joy. Because this joy is not a product of our senses. This joy is actually a state of our consciousness. And that springs forth from the depth of our hearts. I mentioned earlier that that Krishna is giving this opportunity to us through Uddhav. Just as Krishna made Arjuna a medium through which he gave us Bhagavad Gita, the way of distributing this Uddhav Gita is Uddhav. Just as Arjuna apparently appeared to be bewildered, here Uddhav seems to be bewildered. Look at this most exalted personality, who was Krishna's most intimate associate in Dwarka. He was most intimate associate of Krishna in Dwarka. Uddhav was an extremely unique personality. He was a disciple of Brihaspati, the guru of the demigods. He was a cousin of Krishna. He was Krishna's friend and secretary. So much so that when before Krishna woke up in the morning, Uddhava was there at Krishna's palace next to Krishna's bed. And after Krishna went to sleep at night, Uddhava went home. And Krishna considered Uddhav to be his most intimate confidant, most intimate associate. Now this Uddhav is saying, "Oh my Lord, I am most foolish because my consciousness is merged in the material body and bodily relations." Prabhupada pointed out, when an exalted personality speaks like that, we have to understand that he is actually speaking about us. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur is saying that my life is full of sinful activities. My life is full of sinful activities. Bhaktivinoda Thakur. But his life is not full of sinful activities. Our life is not full of sinful activities. He is simply reminding us. So Uddhava is assuming or standing on our shoes. Uddhava is speaking like that. I am so foolish and I am so much in body consciousness. I am so attached to sense gratification. I'm so attached to my family relationship. What hope do I have? And thus I'm thinking, I'm this body and all these relatives are mine. Therefore, my Lord, please instruct your poor servant. Please tell me, how can I very easily carry out your instructions? My dear Lord, you are the absolute truth, the supreme personality of Godhead, and you reveal yourself to your devotees. Besides your Lordship, I do not see anyone who can actually explain perfect knowledge to me. Such a perfect teacher, such a perfect teacher is not to be found even among the demigods in heaven. Indeed, all of the demigods headed by Brahma are bewildered by your illusory energy. So everyone in this material nature is affected by the illusory energy or maya of the Supreme Personality of God. Therefore, Uddhava is saying that in this material nature, no one is qualified to impart perfect knowledge. However, the human form of life comes with a very, very special opportunity. This has been described in this way, that there are different types of living entities. One stands on one foot. Some others stand on 2 feet. Some stand on 3 feet. Some on 4 feet. And some on many feet. But they do not have the opportunity to question about the Supreme Personality of Godhead and understand the science of the spiritual reality. Only the human beings have the ability. Bhaktivinoda Thakur stated that there are 5 types of consciousness. 3 and plants fall on the covered consciousness. From insects to animals fall on shrunken consciousness. In tree and plant, you hardly can detect their consciousness. But the insects and animals, they visibly display their consciousness. But that consciousness is in a shrunken state. But then comes the human beings. Their consciousness is in a bud state, a bud. Apparently the bud also is in a shrunken state. The petals are in a shrunken state. But the bud has the ability to bloom. Although apparently human beings are in a shrunken state of consciousness, apparently, initially, but the human beings have the ability to expand their consciousness. But for a bud, for a lotus bud to bloom, it needs 2 criteria. One is water and the other is the light rays of the sun. When the sun comes up, the lotus bud begins to bloom, provided it is in the water. If the lotus bud doesn't have the shelter of the water, then the same sun that would have enabled it to bloom into a flower would wither the flower, wither that bud. That rays of the sun will dry out the bud. It won't bloom, it will become dry, it will become withered. So just as the bud needs 2 factors to bloom, the human consciousness, which is in a budding state, needs 2 factors. One is exposure to the sun who is Krishna, and the shelter of a bona fide spiritual master, which is the water. When a human being under the shelter of a bona fide spiritual master becomes exposed to the sun, his consciousness begins to bloom. Is it blooming in your case? How many of you think that it's blooming? Don't be humble. No one. How many of you think that your consciousness is blooming, expanding? How many of you think that nothing is happening? Just wasting your time chanting Hare Krishna. How many of you think that you are wasting your time? And how many of you don't want to raise your hands? Anyway, this is the process. Under the guidance of a bona fide spiritual master, when one becomes exposed to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, his consciousness begins to bloom. His consciousness begins to expand. And then when he understands Krishna completely, when he is transported to the spiritual sky, or when he is transported to spiritual consciousness, then it is called fully bloomed state of consciousness. So these are the five different types of consciousness. Now consider, who has the ability to expand his consciousness? Only the human beings. Therefore, towards the end of Uddhav Gita, Krishna makes that point. Labdha sudur labhamidam bahu sambhavante. After many, many possibilities, when one gets the human form of life, which is full of meaning and full of opportunities, yet uncertain. No one can say when one may leave his body. So, therefore, it is said that turnam, jateta, very carefully, immediately, turnam means immediately. When the opportunity comes, immediately take this opportunity. Immediately take advantage of this opportunity. Because this eating, sleeping, mating, defending, these materialistic activities are available even to the animals. In many cases, the animals can do that even better than human beings. I remember in America there was a show, I just happened to see the thing in the TV, a competition of eating between the most voracious human being and a bear. The man didn't have any chance. When he has finished one tenth, they were actually eating sausages. The bear wiped out the whole thing. A huge amount of sausages. So eating, when it comes to eating, the animals can do that much better than we do. Sleeping, again. Bear, famous for sleeping, can sleep for 6 months at a stretch. Snakes also sleep for 6 months at a stretch. So is with mating and defending. We may be defending ourselves with all kinds of modern technology, but the animals can naturally defend themselves. Like human beings, as Krishna mentioned, that when he was going to rescue Sandipani Muni's son, he needed a weapon. But the animals don't need any weapon. Their claws and fangs are good enough. So in all these cases, animals can perform these activities much better than human beings. So, when in this way, Krishna actually pointed out that the Sankha philosophy enables one, when he was answering to Uddhava, that Sankha philosophy enables one to come to the platform of pure devotional service. How? And this also has been very nicely described. Sankha has many approaches. Sankha means analytical study. There are this analytical study can vary. Like in Brahma Samhita, Brahma is analyzing this material nature with 9 considerations. Agnir mahi gaganamambu marut dishascha kalas tathatma manusiti jagat trayani jasmad bhavanti vibhavanti dishanti jamcha govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. 9 factors. Agni, fire. Mahi, earth. Gagan, ether, sky. Ambu, water. Marut, directions. Air. Disha, direction. Kala, time. Manas, mind. And soul. So 9. Krishna did that analysis in Bhagavad Gita with 8 points. Bhumi, rapo, anulo, bayu. Khang, mano, buddhi, revacha. Ahankara ityangme bhinna prakriti rashtada. But generally Sankha philosophy that has elaborately described deals with 5 elements: earth, water, fire, air, ether; 5 senses, eyes, ears, nose, tongue, touch; 5 objects of the senses, form, touch, smell, taste, sound. So 4 fives are 20. And then they consider that there are 3 subtle elements: mind, intelligence, and false ego. 23. Then they consider the basic ingredients for the entire creation, Mahatattva. 24. So with this 24 consideration, they have analyzed the entire material nature. But then they consider they all are objective in nature. But the object cannot exist without the subject. So who is the subject? This material nature is manifest to me because I am here. If I am not here, will that this 24 consideration of material creation be there? No. If none of us are here, will we ever experience this material nature? No. So who is the subject? I. And this I is, see, the entire material nature has been analyzed with 24 consideration. And then we are coming to this I. So this I obviously is beyond material nature. So this is how they are actually transcending material nature and coming into the spiritual reality. The I is non-material, hence spiritual. Okay, there also they didn't stop. The eyes are many and minute. So anything that is many and minute must have a source. So what is the source of all these eyes, all the souls? The Supreme Soul, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this is how they're transcending the material nature and coming to the spiritual platform. But then the consideration is, how can the spirit soul become connected to the super soul? And as a result of that, yoga, Ashtanga yoga begins. When Sankha ends, Ashtanga yoga begins. The Sankha ended with the consideration of spirit soul and super soul. And now, how the relationship can be established. And that is yoga. And at the time of samadhi, the ultimate perfection of yoga, one actually sees the super soul in the core of his heart. So when one minute living entity comes across the absolute personality of Godhead, then what would be his natural reaction? Surrender. So this surrender is the beginning of devotion. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Jive Daya Kori Shapar Shad Shriya Dham Shaho Abotori Uttanto Durlabho Prem Kori Varedan Shikhae Sharana Roti Bhakote Rupa. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu appearing with his abode and associate is teaching the living entities the process of surrender. The process of surrender. And this surrender is the foundation of devotion. So this is how Sankha is leading to bhakti. As Krishna pointed out here, that through Sankha, one comes to the platform of devotion. The human form of life, in the human form of life, those who are self-controlled and expert in spiritual science of Sankha can directly see me along with all of my potencies. So this is how these different processes are actually bringing us to the platform of pure devotional service. So I'll just Krishna now is talking about King Jadu's encounter with the Abadhuta. So he came across this Abadhuta, and once King Jadu observed a certain Brahmana Abadhuta who appeared to be quite young and learned, wandering about fearlessly, being himself most learned in spiritual science. The king took the opportunity and inquired from him as follows. Jadu says, "O Brahmana, I see that you are not engaged in any practical religious activity." As I mentioned, the Abadhutas do not indulge in any practical religious activity. They are just completely lost in Krishna consciousness. So King Jadu is also saying that you are not involved in any practical religious activity, and yet you have acquired a most expert understanding of all things and all people within this world. Kindly tell me, sir, how did you acquire this extraordinary intelligence? How did you get this knowledge? How did you get this understanding? That although you are in the material nature, but you are not at all touched by any material influence, as if you are like a lotus residing above the water. Although in the water, you are not being touched by the water. And then the Abadhuta started to describe, started to tell King Jadu. He said, "My dear king, with my intelligence," here again, the human beings are endowed with a special intelligence. "With my intelligence, I have taken shelter of many spiritual masters. Having gained transcendental understanding from them, I now wander about the earth in a liberated condition. Now if you want, I can narrate that to you, I can tell you. And he mentioned that he has taken shelter of 24 gurus, 24 spiritual masters. So, about that, we'll discuss in the next session. Or should I mention who are those 24 gurus? Okay, these 24 gurus are earth, air, sky, water, fire, moon, sun, pigeon, python, the sea, moth, honeybee, elephant, honey thief, the deer, the fish, the prostitute pingala, the kurara bird and the child, and a young girl, arrow maker, serpent, spider, and wasp. So what a wonderful vision. He found his spiritual master even in a wasp. He found a spiritual master in a snake, in a python, in a pigeon. A kurara bird, a badger or eagle. Earth, mountain, trees, air, ocean. So this is the vision. There is always room for learning from everyone. So anyway, we will discuss about that, how they are his spiritual master, how he treated them as his spiritual master. Thank you very much. We have just a few minutes left for question answers. Yes. Give him the mic. As I progress, all these points. It will come, like as I was saying. Your basic needs are there, and when you take them in relation to Krishna, then they become transformed into devotional service. Shamal, okay, let Nishinananda is close by, he can have him. And then next is Shamal. Braja Leela is not performed in other ages, in other Juvias, other Dwapar Juvias. They have access to Vaikuntha, not Braja. Yeah, Mahaprabhu comes only after Krishna performs his pastimes. Okay. That is another dynasty. That is Suryavamsa. You know, in general, Prabhupada is saying that from Anu, the Mlechas came. That Prabhupada mentioned the Greeks came from Anu. Then in this way, there are different, even that, you know, like we see, like in Japan, the royal family is considered to be coming from Sun. So that shows that it's, the root is there. Actually, it's coming all from these two dynasties. But generally, this Chandravamsa and Suryavamsa. And Chandravamsa, like most of the kings actually came from this dynasty. But of course, Suryavamsa is also there. Manu Rikshakube Abravit.
My second question is, you mentioned about the state of law in this person. You mentioned that most of the laws, all of the laws should be banned in tradition. I was thinking about apparently it looks like even if it is Lord Krishna, it will sort of maintain a tragedy, like the life of Mother Sita or the life of Radharani and the gopis.
Yeah, okay. Very good, very good. We have to understand that these are just pastimes. They're enacting in that way. Lord Ramchandra is never separated from Sita. How can the energetic be separate from the energy? Right? Another consideration is, distance makes the heart grow fonder. Okay, there are quite a few. Okay, Prabhanu.
To me, the point that you are
Vasudev Krishna. Yeah. That's Vasudev Krishna, that's not Vrajendranandan Krishna. What's that?
Like a lotus.
Yeah. That you have to find out. Alright? Shop around. Very, very good. She can advise, give you a very good advice. Like, while shopping around, if you get somebody who can give you the information about the best product and the cheapest price, won't you go there? Okay, at the back there are some questions. Vinod Bihari.
Hi. In one of your verses I have heard about you saying that Krishna is the Lord of the universe. So the Lord of the order of the universe is like the human,
yeah.
Lord of the universe.
Right. When Krishna comes, this 28th Chatur Yuga of Vaivashvata Manantar, it switches. The yuga was cursed. That you, Dwapar yuga, you come after Seta. The reason is, in Dwapar Yuga, Krishna will perform his pastimes, and then in Kali Yuga, Krishna will come as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. To make that arrangement, there is this switching. Otherwise, Satya, Dwapar, Treta, Kali. But in this one, overlaps.
So we understand that in other Yuga, when the Dwapar comes to Treta, then Treta comes to Krishna?
Yeah. That Krishna is Yuga Avatar. That Krishna is Yuga Avatar.
Yeah, but he's like before
Ramchandra. Before Ramchandra. Because Ramchandra comes in Treta. Well, if you want, you can call it. Because Bhagavan is speaking, so it is also Bhagavad Gita. Krishna is speaking, so it is Bhagavad Gita. But this is, you see, Bhagavad Gita is the preliminary course. And Uddhav Gita is the advanced course. After Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. And after reading Srimad Bhagavatam, you are coming to Uddhav Gita. So you are getting the highest spiritual information. Krishna Chan, I was about to ask you, why don't you ask Krishna? But I know you'll get upset. That's why I didn't. Okay. The general answer will be, you see, living entities become more and more sinful due to their entanglement to the material nature. Therefore, the progression is like that. People are becoming more sinful. The situation is becoming according to that. Right? 100% pure, 75% pure, 50% pure, 25% pure, and then the dwindling. Alright? So Krishna made the, you know, it's a natural consequence. Like, don't you see that? That's the natural tendency of this world. Does the condition improve in this world? Like 50 years back, was the condition better or not? As the time progresses, the condition deteriorates. Right? And just wait for another 50 years, you will see. You will say, wow, 2013 was a golden age. Because the situation has become so degraded. Okay, so this is a natural tendency of this world. It gets worse. Is democracy improving, getting better? Or getting worse? When, say, in America, when democracy started, the leaders like Abraham Lincoln, George Washington, and look at today's leaders. Do they really come anywhere near them? No. Even in India, the early leaders, Vallabhbhai Patel, right? Lal Bahadur Shastri, and but then came Indira Gandhi, then Rajiv Gandhi, then maybe Rahul Gandhi. You know, condition is deteriorating. Okay, last question. Yeah. When we don't love Him, then we don't recognize that He loves us. He jatha maang prapadyante, as one surrenders unto me, accordingly I reciprocate. Right? If the child says, I don't care about you, I'm going out. Right? The father may be given some good advice, but finally he will say, okay, go and find out how wonderful this world is. How wonderful it is to be independent. So Krishna is giving us an opportunity, saying, okay, go find out for yourself. And when you totally burn yourself, then come back to me. Okay, thank you. Thank you. Hare Krishna. Okay, so everyone is comfortably situated. Uddhava Gita is a very, you know, complex, as I told you, like, you'll see that it's a very complex topic. You know, it's a, you know, end of Bhagavatam is, so you can well imagine how complex, how difficult this topic may be. But is it understandable? I'm happy to hear that. And that's where this question answers question. If you have any question, if you don't understand something, just take note and let me know. I'll try to clarify. And make it a point to ask questions pertaining to this topic. Make it a point to ask. Because otherwise what may happen, I notice sometimes they just, all kinds of questions keep coming. Make it a point to focus on the subject matter. And that's why all of you got notepad. Did you get notebooks and pen? You brought it yourself. Oh, we are supposed to give notepad. Seminar means we must give notepad and pen. Make it a point to, in the afternoon, everybody gives. How many of you need a pen? Okay, so all of you have. But I think at least the notebooks we should give you for taking notes. So that is one thing. And as I said, like, you see, 23 chapters in 6 days, it will probably be very difficult to cover. Still, we'll try to do that. And I was thinking that during the Bhagavatam class, we will actually recap what we studied the day before. Do you think that's a good idea? So we'll just recap. Okay. And okay, so everyone is happily situated. Is the living condition comfortable? Are you missing your bedroom at home? No? I'm very happy to hear that. I hope you're not saying that just to make me feel good. So, So please, if you need anything, let us know. We are also considering what you may need, but just in case, like for example, we felt that you will need some room heaters. So we'll supply the room heaters. Is it all right? You got them? Okay. And the geyser is working? What hot water is working? Okay. Okay, so there may be some difficulties at the beginning because our guest house is all right, but the apartments, we haven't really arranged everything properly. Like, we are just in the process of setting things up. So if there is some difficulty, let us know. And how is the prasad? Only one person said wonderful. Okay. Hopefully, everything will be palatable and delicious. Okay. Thank you, Hare Krishna. Jai Shri Prabhupada. Gaur Premanande.